then this is Stobo.
Stobo, right. How about something that's fried in deep fat with a hole in the middle?
That's the donut.
Now this is something else that you might have this at breakfast. You'd make up a batter and fry like three or four of these at a time.
Pancakes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you pour over your pancakes?
Syrup and butter. I mean, you'd pour the syrup, you'd mm-hmm. put the butter on.
Mm-hmm, and pour syrup, yeah. What would you call the inside part of the egg?
The yolk.
And what color would it be?
Yellow.
Now, when you cook eggs in hot water, you put the whole thing down in hot water and cook it, you call them?
Boiled eggs.
How about if you cracked them and let them fall out into the hot water?
That's a poached egg.
What would you call that meat that you would put in with you? It comes from a hog that you would put in with your greens or something. That when you
salt meat.
Salt meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know any other names for it? You've ever heard
salt
of
pork.
Salt pork. How about fat bag?
A fat bag.
Fat bag. That's mm-hmm. what I was mm-hmm. really mm-hmm.
But now it's a lot of difference in fat bag and salt meat.
Oh, there is. Oh,
fat bag is just that white.
Oh,
meat. Salt meat has the streak.
Oh, that's got the streak of lean.
That's right. That's what you call salt meat, or salt pork. And that fat back is none but that white meat.
Just that white.
Yes,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking mm-hmm. about. I didn't know that difference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know what, when they cut the side of a hog, do you know what they call that, the meat on the side of a hog?
That's called the ribs.
How about, have you ever heard of a side of bacon?
Yes.
You've heard of?
Yeah, side of bacon.
You know, a long time ago, like on bacon, they used to not have the, they had the stuff on the edge that you'd have to cut off. What did they call that?
Well, was it stamped?
No. I guess it was just a part of, you know, a kind of a crusty part on the kind of the outside edge of the bacon, kind of crusty. And some people would call it
a skin.
Skin, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now this is another kind of like hog meat, and it's ground up with spices and stuff.
Sausage.
Now a man that makes his living by cutting up meat's called a
butcher.
Now, if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Has spoiled.
Now, after they butcher a hog, do you know what they make with the meat from its head?
Yeah, hog head sauce.
Hog head sauce.
Uh-huh.
Do you know of anything they make by cooking and grinding up the liver of the hog?
Well, I think some of them call it sauce, too.
They call that,
uh-huh.
How about anything made out of the blood? Have you ever heard of that?
No, I have not.
How about something made from that juice out of that hogshead sow and stirred up with cornmeal? Anything?
No, I haven't heard that one there.
But
they also have the chitlins, too.
Oh, and the chitlins,
of course,
from the hog.
Uh-huh.
How about if you take, like, maybe chitlins or maybe crackling stuff and put that with with cornmeal and make...
You take the cracklings, but
not the chitlins. No.
The chitlins have to be clean, washed,
uh-huh.
I mean washed,
uh-huh.
and all the fat pulled off
uh-huh.
of it. Then you cook it.
And then you cook it for a long time. You have to cook chitlins.
Yeah, and under a low fire.
Under low fire.
And season them with red pepper.
With red pepper.
Uh-huh. And salt. Girl, you talking about some good eating. Oh, those chitlins. We haven't had any in a long time.
I haven't had any since I was a little girl.
You haven't?
I was a little girl last time.
Oh, honey, they're delicious.
Well, we don't have
them. You know, they freeze them now.
Oh, but, yeah. I've seen them in a store like that.
Yeah. But the Wilson chitlins are the best.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They don't...
Yeah, I've seen those.
They are pretty dirty, but not dirty as some that I have bought. Uh-huh.
Now, if you kept your butter too long and it didn't smell good anymore, you'd say it had gotten...
Rank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now that thick, sour milk with the lumps in it.
It's clabber.
Uh-huh. You, what would they used to make from clabber?
You could take it and whip it up, and uh-huh. you could put it in bread.
And put it in bread?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Either flour bread or cornbread. But you'd put a little pinch of soda in it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know of a kind of cheese that they would make from it?
Cottage cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah. If they had some milk and they wanted to, you know, they'd have to pour it through a cloth, and you'd think,